A reading from Matthew 13:24-30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field?" "Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'"
Couldn't you say that this is the theology of the entire Bible sort of wrapped up in one parable, in the sense of how evil came into the world, in the Garden of Eden, man is cast out, and then the whole business of end times, I mean, how the world's going to come to end and how judgment is going to come into play at some point.
Now, Jesus is going to give an interpretation of this in the verses that follow, but I think one of the things that is really primary to this parable and understanding it is Jesus is saying, don't do the work of judging engaging in punishing because of judgment. When you go in and try to judge the weed and you pull it up, you're going to impact the wheat that's growing alongside of it. And he's saying, allow judgment to be my response. You live in parallel. You don't have to embrace the weed. You don't have to make the weed ingrained into your own part of life. But you worry about your growth and your perspective, and I'll take care of the weeds in the end.
Is this kind of an elaboration? I mean, Jesus' parables have a lot to do with seeds and growing and good soil and bad soil or rocky soil. But here is something different has happened. A weed has come in some of the good growing fruit. And it's a little, or grain. And this is a little bit different in its orientation. So I don't think he's really dealt with that directly before of the good and bad sort of growing together in
right.
this world, which is very troubling to all of us.
Right. Well, we don't want to mix his parables, because then we'll start making them mean things that they don't. This is a separate account from what we've heard already, so we don't want to confuse that. But this is a different picture. It's a different angle on life, that we are in this world that's mixed with evil and good. In the same way that you and I are mixed with evil and good, we bear the imago Dei, the image of God. We're co-creators with God. God, everything we do that's creative and exciting and real is a reflection of our God. But we're also born with sin. We were all born with original sin. It's part of our human fallenness. We're sons of Adam. And so we walk with the imago Dei, the image of God, and our fleshly sinful aspect. And Scripture reminds us they're at war with one another. We live in a world that's beautiful. It's phenomenal. That you look around and you see pictures of God. In fact, Romans 1 says this. All of creation is singing to the Lord. Psalm 19 says it. It declares God's glory at all time. But the world in its systems is broken and is at enmity with God and working against Him. And so this is all around us. And so the picture that Jesus is giving us is a life of discernment without a life of judgment. Because in judgment, we'll try to extract something and we'll create more trouble in the process.